Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Saturday morning, September 6, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
KRWPC confirms global compliance and high performance of wood plastic composite products. KR New Materials Co. Ltd. KRWPC confirms the global compliance and high performance of its wood plastic composite products. With certifications like ISO 9001, CE, and FSC, KRWPC's decking, cladding, and fencing meet international standards in Europe, the United States, and Southeast Asia. The company's offerings, including 3D embossed decking and co-extrusion panels, exceed market expectations for safety and longevity. In Europe, products meet EN 15534 standards with exceptional water resistance and fire safety. In the U.S., compliance with ASTM standards ensures durability under extreme temperatures and UV exposure. KRWPC's products also demonstrate resilience in tropical conditions, making them ideal for Southeast Asia. Utilizing wood fiber and HDPE plastic, the company's eco-friendly products have a service life exceeding 20 years. With a commitment to global trust and customer satisfaction, KRWPC offers customization options and 25-year warranties, providing reliable outdoor solutions worldwide. Fox Run resident enjoys retirement after rewarding career. Dave Marion, a resident at Fox Run in Novi Mike, was awarded the John Johnson Medal for outstanding research in diesel engines after a 50-year career dedicated to cleaner emissions and fuel economy. Starting at General Motors Institute, Dave worked on combustion and emissions, achieving a 99.9% reduction in exhaust emissions. Now retired, Dave enjoys activities at Fox Run, leading clubs and staying active in the community. He credits the worry-free lifestyle at Fox Run for allowing him to pursue his interests in retirement.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.